You hold the new perik, you have mem gimel amar aleph. Here the Mishnah says, mumim elu, he's the mumim, all these mumims we learned about before, bein kvuyim, bein oivrim, poislim biyodim. All the mumim we learned about before that's a paslus by a bechor, the same thing applies to a kain, to an adam, that if he has one of those mumim, he's possible to do the avodah. And the chiddush by nodim is, even though it's oivrim, even though the mum will go away, it's not going to stay, still calls the man, the mum is there, he's possible to do the avodah. That's the chiddush by a kohen. Now the yeser aleim, there are even more mumim that apply only to a kohen and not to a behema, and that's hakilun. We'll see in the Gemara exactly what this means, the type of how his head is shaped, v'ha leftoin, v'ha mekabon. There's all different sulim, his head is shaped in a funny way. V'sheroisho shokut, or else his head is shokut, or else uskifas, or else he has skifas, also different type of shapes we'll see in the Gemara. Or balich atoitrois, or else he has like growth, a ward growing on him. We'll see in the Gemara also exactly what it is. So these are mumim. Now Rabbi Yehuda Machshir, it's the last one, the balich atoitrois, it's Rabbi Yehuda Machshir. Rabbi Yehuda does not call the mum by a kohen. The Chomim says, no, that this chatoitroi, so we have this award, the growth, the Chomim say, yes, it passes by a coin. See exactly in the Gemara what the case is. Now, HaKerach, let's say somebody's bald. So, apostle, it's also a pasles, a coin that's bald, cannot do the Avodah. Ezeya Kerach, what's called a bald head? Kol Shein Lo Shita, it doesn't even have one row, Shel Sarav here, Mukefas, that goes, Mayazin, it goes like straight across the head from ear to ear. There's not even one row of hair that goes straight across from one ear to another ear. That's called the karev, that's called the bald one, that's possible to do the avodah. But in Yeshlei, let's say he has at least one row of hair growing across, then a razor kosher, even though he's bald the rest of his head, he was kosher to do the avodah. That would not be a paslus by a kohen. Now the Gemara says, Amai. Like, why do we say the psulim that apply to behema applies to another muscle, like Rashi learns? And my psulim, the yodim, why do we say all these psulim of the Mishnahs before applies to a kohen also? Avuika yabelis, to like sibiraisa biyodim. There's a yabelis that does not say by nodim. Rashi says, like sibiyodim, it only says yabelis, that type of a shchin, by a behema, not by nodim. So why do I say that all the mumim before apply to another muscle? Chesu also, dak tavlu, then the eye, if there's a cataract growing on it, or else where the black of the eye goes into the, where the white of the eye goes into the black of the eye, we said that's a mum by a behema. So the question is, like sipi behema, it does not say it by a behema. This psul it only says by an adam. It only says it by a kayin, there's a psul of dak and tavlu. So how do we know to say before that the psul applies even to a behema also? So the answer must be, that melef yalfim yadodi, that we learn out one from the other, that we learn out Adam from Behemoth, and Behemoth from Adam, that the mum that applies there apply here also. So therefore, even though he only says yaleves by a Behemoth, it applies to an Adam, and even though it says dak and followed by an Adam, it applies by a Behemoth also. The Tani would learn like this, the Adam learned as clear bright like that, by Adam, by a Kayin, it doesn't say this mum of yabelis of a shchin growing on you, but in by the behemo loynema daku tfalul, by a behemo does not say the mum if there's a cataract, a growth in the eye or a tfalul mixing up in the eye. So minayin, how do I know to say litin es oimer shel zeh bezeh? Let's say whatever it says by an adam applies to a behemo also. Yes, oimer shel zeh bezeh, what says by the behemo applies to, or it says by another, implies by behema. Talmud Lamed learn out, it says, Gerev, Gerev, Yalefes, Yalefes, L'Gzeres Shova. It says these two things both. It says Yalefes, and it also says a Gerev, both of them. So, and they're both type of shchins. Since before, it's by Yabelis we had before, that was a growth. But here, Gerev and Yalefes that we had before is a different type of shchins. So it says Gerev, both by Nodom and by behema. It also says the Alephis by both. So what does it have to say by both? Let us just say by one. So the answer is, it says it by both, it's a Gzeir Shava. To tell us, we learn out one from the other, that the mum that apply by an Adam applies to Behemoth also. So Mora says, a mufni, it has to be an extra, one word here has to be extra. Because the Eloi Masni, if it wouldn't be extra, I would not make this Gzeira Shava. Because Ikula Mifra, I could ask the question on the Gzeira Shava. And like this, Oda Mebehema, if it would have just said the Mumim by a Behema, I would not learn out a Kain from a Behema. Lo Yalef, why? Shekain Yats Mekreva, the Gabi Mizbeach. Could be Behema, like it's a bigger Kaddish. Because the Behema itself goes on the Mizbeach. The Behema itself is like a Korbin. So that's why the Torah was marked with the Behema should not have any Mum. But maybe the Kayin, he himself doesn't go on the, he himself is not brought on the Mizbeach. He just does the Avodah. Maybe by him there wouldn't be a Psul of a Mum. So need a Pasuk by Nodim. Now, let it just say by Nodim. No, the Behema Meyodim Layafa. We're not learning out the Behema from the Mum of a Nodim. Why? She came this Rabba the Mitzvahs. Because we know like Kahanim, have or any person, has a lot of Mitzvahs. So maybe since a Kohen has a lot of Mitzvahs, therefore the Torah gave this Mitzvah, he can't be a Mum. But by Behema, that's not a Bar Mitzvah, maybe there we don't care. Even if it's a Bar Mum, maybe it's kosher. So kids, I will not be able to learn one from the other. So I have to say that it's a Gzeirah Shavah, but it's Mufna, it's extra. So Mura says, La'yef nuyeh Mufna, yes, it's like a true, it's like extra. Why? Because otherwise, Lich the Rachmona Yalefis. The Torah just should have said the word Yalefis both places, by Behema and by Yodim. For Loi Boi Gerif, and I would not have, they would not have to have the Mum of Gerif. And, or better, let us just say the Mum of Yalefis. And I would automatically know Gerif. For you know Amina. Oma Yalefis. Madach Yalefis, that type of a Shchin. The Loi Misa doesn't look so bad, it's not disgusting. Heavy Mum, but it's a Mum, is so Gerif. That's the worst type of a Shchin. Demias, that's disgusting. Lekoshen, is it for sure to be a Mum? Rashi says, Gerif to Moyes Mielefes, the Koshu, because this Gerif is hard like an earthly Kli. Or Meshakei Abos, it's sunk into the ground and it makes a crack there. So Kitsa Gerif is a bigger Mies, more disgusting than Yalefes. So as the Torah said that Yalefes is a Mum, why does the Torah have to write Gerif also? So Gerif, because Rachman Lomeli, how come the Torah wrote the word Gerif twice by Nodama Behema? It's Lafnui, it's extra. To teach us what? That you learn out Odom from Behema to make this Gzeirah Shavah. So the whole words of Gerif is like extra to teach us that we learn out the Mumim, what it says by Nodom, if they could apply to Behema, they apply. What it says by Behema, if it could apply to Nodom, it applies. Now the Gemara says, if so, Lech Devinu Rachmana Kulu Bechad. The Torah should have wrote only all the Mums by one, either by Nodim or by Behema. And then the Gerif Yalefes, Hocho v'Hocho. Then it just should have wrote the word Gerif Yalefes two times. And V'Lufi Mechada. And I would learn out from one from the other. So the question is, how come a lot of Mumim the Torah writes two times? It writes them both by Nodim and by Behema. The rest of the Mike Siv Eve Iver Pisayach V'Shover Hocho v'Hocho. It says an either a blind or psech a lame or broken leg, both by an odd and by a behemoth. The question is why? If you're learning out one from the other, the Torah just should have wrote it by one of them, and then for this Gzeirah Shavah, Gerif, Yalef, Yalef, would learn out one to the other. So let's see. Ahai boy lichta rachmona. By which one should the Torah write it, and which one learn out? So Mor says, because if it would have just wrote these movement by an odd, Havamina, I would have thought to say, Kol the Postal Biyodom, Postal Behema. The Torah would have just wrote all the Mumim just by Nodom, and only had this Gzeirah Shavah, so I would have thought to say, whatever's Postal by Nodom applies to Behema. But Kolot Vichutin, the Lesnaya Biyodom, but a Kolot, that's where the hooves are round, that only applies to Behema, it doesn't apply to Nodom. Nodom doesn't have hooves. And the Wadin, Chutin, that's like in your mouth, the mocking the teeth by a behemoth, there's big pieces of gum there. So Nodim doesn't have that, and Nodim has only teeth there. So if so, these two mumim, Kolot and Chutin, they don't have by Nodim, so the behemoth namila listen, it wouldn't be possible by a behemoth. So the kids of Torah just can't write just down only the mumim by Nodim, because there are certain mumim that apply to behemoth that we don't have by Nodim. So if so, good. So whereas if so, let the Torah write all the Mumim by the Pasha of a Behema. And learn how to Gzeirah Shavah, I would know they apply to another also. So Moses says, no, again, Havamin, I would have thought to say, call the posel be behemah, posel be yodim. True, any pastels that you have by behemah would apply to an odim. But the gibein, the chorum, the lishnai be behemah, this gibein, if the eyebrows come off, or chorum, if the nose is missing or smooth, the lishnai be behemah, these things don't have by behemah. Behemah doesn't have eyebrows. The behemah doesn't have a nose in the same place in between its eye. If so, since these mum were not applied by Behemoth, I would have thought the Yodim Nami Lelusa didn't apply to an Adam also. So the kid said there are certain mumim that only apply to an Adam, and certain mum only apply to Behemoth. Therefore, Torah has to write in separate each one by itself. Smar still says, let the Torah just write this Iver and Pisech and Shavar just like one of them. Because the mumim that applies equally to both of them, it should have only written by one. Vahanech, now these special mumim that only apply to Nodim or only apply to Behemoth, that I understand. Vahanech, the lesnayu b'iduch, lichtav rachamonah b'behemoth. The ones that do not apply by Nodim, and only apply to Behemoth, like we just said, call it, if the hooves are round, or else the chutin, in the case by the gums, if it's missing there, let that write special by Behemoth. And vahanech, these other mumim, that does not apply by a behemoth, is lichta b'yodim, let's write it by an odom. We have before, like this gibein, the eyebrow, that does not apply to a behemoth, it only applies to an odom. So now you understand, the special about a behemoth should write, and the special about an odom it should write. But not these middle ones of Iver, Pisech, and Shavar. And then, the Gorof Yalefes, Hochavacho, let's just say Gorof Yalefes by both. And the look from Yadodi, I'll learn out Behemoth from Adam, other from Behemoth. So still a question. Even though true has to write some special to each one of them, but why does it have to write a lot of mumim? It says in both places, stam extra. So why? Why does the Torah say extra words for? So my answer, that's not a question. My answer, I'll tell you, Elo Ketona Devei Rabbi Shmuel. Elo Ketona Devei Rabbi Shmuel. Ketona Devei Rabbi Shmuel, he learns, that kol pasha shenemra, if you learn the pasha one place, and v'nishnis is said over again in the second place, you should know, lo nishnis ela v'shvil dovashim eschadash bo, it was only said over for the chiddush that it has there. Meaning to say like here, these mumim by a behema, it has to say some mums by a behema, it has to say kolot. So since it says some already, that's the chiddush, it says a lot of them. It's not a question why it says it over again, that's a klal. That even though it's saying over whole pasha, as long as one thing there is a chiddush, it's okay. That's a derech haTorah sometimes, to write over other things. Since it has to write one, it says the other things along with it. That's why Tana Devei Rabbi Shmuel. That kol pasha shenemra v'nishtas, even though it's written once and then twice, you could answer l'nishtas, it was only written the second time, ela b'shvil dovash in the chadash bo. So also by behema, there is a certain moment that's a chiddush, it's kolot. So it's a chiddush by behema. So once it says kolot, it says already all the other ones also, or some of the other ones. Now, Omar Rav, Rava says like this: Lomali the kasa rachmona mum biyodim. How come a Torah writes a parsha of mum by a kohen? Mum the kodeshim. We know a behema that's a korban. Oyla shlam all kabanas. If they're about mum, they're possible to be brought for korban. And mum bechor. If you have a bechor that has a baal mum also, it can be brought for korban. So we have to have these three separate parts. Like, why don't we learn out one from the other? Most of three, no, we need all three. Because the kos rachmona mum b'yodim would have just wrote the parsha of mumim by an adam. Why is he came to serve every mitzvahs? An adam has a lot of mitzvahs, so therefore he has the parsha of mum. But behemoths don't have mitzvahs. There's no parsha of mum. Now, if so, so good. So let the Torah just write it by a bechor. Someone says, no, Adam is bechor. If it would have just written the mumim by a bechor, I could not pronounce Adam from it. Why? Because Adam is bechor. I guess it should be Adam is bechor lo yasi. He lo yasi. Take the word that the word behemer out. You know, three gifts like this. Adam is bechor. If it would have just written the passages of mum by a bechor, I would not pronounce a coin from it. Why? Shekain who adds my korban gavi mizbeach. Maybe only bechor that it itself is a korban brought on the mizbeach. Therefore, the Torah was marked that it shouldn't be a balmum. but a kohen is not brought for himself on the mizbeach, maybe we don't care if he's a baal mum. Okay, now kochim though they bechor. How come I? What do we need a new pasha by kochim? Other kabbonis, learn out other kabbonis from a bechor. They're both brought on the mizbeach for korban. So I should learn out just like by bechor. There's a psul mum who are doing my kochim also. Mor says no lo yosi shekain kedushasim erechem. Say a bechor has something special to it. It's kaddish automatically when it's born from its womb. The womb where it comes out of the womb of the mother. My shank and shah kochim, you have to be makdashid, it's not so chomer. Now, Odom mikodeshim liyosef, would have just written it by shah kochim. I cannot learn out Odom from it. Why? Again, shekain heinatman craven. A kochim, a korban oilo, it's brought on the mizbeach. That's what there was makbid on mum. My shank and by Odom, they weren't makbid. Now, b'chor mikodeshim, a good kasha, b'chor mikodeshim. Let the Torah just write the pasha of mum by kochim. I don't need the pasha of b'chor. The Mor says also no. Layos, they will not be able to learn out. Why? She came to Shosoi Meruba. I tell you, it's interesting that kochim, there are a lot of different types of kochim. Rashi says, there's a chatis, osham, oila, shlomin. Therefore, it has a lot of kedusha to it. So therefore, oh, I cannot learn out kochim, I will not learn out a bechor from kochim. So therefore, that's for the parasha of mum by bechor, and the parasha of mum by kochim. Now the Gemara says, okay, chod mi chod layasu, one from one can learn out. But teisi chod mitati, it should have only said two of the three, and the third one I learn out from the other two. The Gemara says, no, let's see again. May hey teisi, which one can learn out from? If you want to say that lo licht of rachamon of bechor, the Torah should not write by bechor. If you teisi, may I learn out bechor from the other two? No. Malana shekein to shosem aruba. Then they have a lot of kedusha. Kochim has a lot of kedusha, a lot of different kabbonis. Odom also has a lot of mitzvahs to it. Therefore, I couldn't learn out bechor. I cannot learn out bechor from those two. And also, v'noigim b'pshutim, they apply even to a poshet, not only to a bechor. So I cannot learn out a bechor from those two. It's so good. The lichter the kochim Torah shouldn't be wrote by kochim and learn out kochim from the other two. No, malanach shekein to shosem aleihem. They're both kaddish by themselves. Meaning to say, a bechor was born a bechor, and a kohen is born a kohen. Mashenk and kochim, you have to be makdashid, you can learn out. I cannot learn out that kedusha, where you have to put it from a kedusha, comes by itself. When it comes by itself, maybe it's more chomer. Okay, but still, lo lichtu b'yodim, a Torah shouldn't have wrote the parasha by nodom. V'teisi menach, learn out from the other two, from kochim and from bechor. Mor says no, malahanech, those two are special, shekein heinatzmon kreven l'gabi ha-mizbeach, that there the goof, the animal itself, is brought either for korban oilo or for bechor. So therefore the Torah is makbid on a mum, but maybe by a kohen he himself is not brought, maybe the Torah is not makbid. So therefore tzricha, talk out three separate pashas here, you cannot learn out one from the other. Now the Mishnah says yeser aleihem v'adam. A nodom has certain mumim more than a bechor, than a behema. So Moshe says, "Menu an emili." How do we know to say this that an odom has more than a behema? Omer Rabbi Yochanan, the Yomakor, the pasuk says, "Kol ish asher boy mum mizer Aaron." So dash like this: any person that has a mum, but also says mizer Aaron. So darshin ish sheshove bezara shel Aaron. Like, where do we have to come on that a mum, if he's an either a pisech, that passes him. Only if he looks like a normal kohen, then a mum passes him. But let's say a person that's not shavu bezara shel Aaron, so then even without a mum he becomes possible. That's pshat now mishnah. We'll soon see these heads, if they're shaped the wrong way, he looks funny. He's not shavu bezara shel Aaron. So that's also a passless by a kohen. And the Bar Rashi says ish hashavu bezara shel Aaron. Who the boy mumin a mumma, a person that looks normal, a kind of looks normal, then a psul mum passes him if he's an iver or if he's a pesach. Who ain't shav bazar shalom? Let's say he looks funny anyway. Then b'loy mumin am misal. He's even possible without a mum. He's possible because he's not shav bazar shalom. So mashma by a kohen, there's two types of psulim. There's a mum and there's a fact that he's not like all the other kohanim. So Mor says, if so, ma'ik, what should be the difference Bein mum l'shein l'shol b'zara shalom. What's the difference whether he has a mum or whether just the fact he doesn't look like a regular kohen? But Ikumar says mishum ichulei avoida. If the kohen does the avoida, does he make the avoida posel or not? Muma. If the kohen has a mum on him, then meichel avoida. Then the avoida is posel, even by the eved. The pasuk says mumboy. If you have a mum in you in the kohen, v'lo yichalol. Then, like in the Torah, says, like, don't do the avoida, because if you do it, you're going to make chilul. You'll make the avoida posel. If a kohen that's a baal mum does the zrika, it's a posel zrika. But what's going to be with a kohen that doesn't have a mum, just his head looks funny, or kohen shein lo yishav b'zaras lahar, he doesn't look like a regular child of Aaron, he looks different. Then, even though there's an issur for him to do the avoida, but if he does it, lo mechel avoida, he doesn't have an he's not mechel avoida. The avoida is not possible. For the yevet, if he would do it, the avoida discussion, the zrika is a good zrika. Just he was over in an aver in issur asay for doing it. So that's the difference whether you have a mum or stam you have this paslus that you're not shove b'zara shalaron. Now, Ma'ika, what should be the difference? Bein she'ein lo yishav b'zara shalaron, that someone does not look like a regular kohen, or else in mishum marasayin, we'll have later on mishnayisin, certain things are possible just because of marasayin doesn't look nice, so people think that there's something wrong with him. But it's not a real psul, it's only marasayin. Rashi says, shema'usin liros, that it looks disgusting to look at you. Kagoyin shenotsu risi'enov, let's say his eyelids fell off. Rel shenotlu shinov, his teeth came out. Occurring that his teeth came out, that's Mishum Marathon, he should not do the Avoida. So what's the difference? The Gemara says, Ike Benayu Esrei, if he's over in Yisra Asei or not. If he's not Shavu Bezara Shalaron, he's over in Yisra Asei if he does the Avoida. Mashenke Nesoni Mishum Marathon, Mash Nesoni the Rabban Nikolochi, he shouldn't do the Avoida if he's not over in Yisra Asei. So there are three types of psulim we have by a kohen. A regular mum, a name is Shavu Bezara Shalaron, or else his tummy doesn't look nice, it's a Marathon. Now to explain how Mishnah says what's yoisa, what's special about a kohen, kilon, that's one mum, that's called not shav b'zara shalaron. If he has a hakilon, someone says what's that? The domi reishal yochlo, that his head looks like an ochlo. Rashi says it means his head is a shape of kisa shachovius, the cover of a barrel, that shachad l'malas, like pointy on very pointy narrow on top, and rochem l'mata on the bottom becomes wide. So if his head looks like that, that's a paslus, he's not shavu b'zara shalaron. That there'll be an issur asay for him to do the avoida. That's the first one, kilon. Then, lifta. The Mishnah says, next one is fehalafton. What's that? The Gemara says, the domi reisha legagdidla the lifta. His head is like the head of a lift of a turnip. So Rashi says, it means l'roish halefes, sh'roish is just the opposite. Here the head is wide, top is wide, the lech is v'kola l'matan, it gets narrower when it goes downwards. So the head looks very wide on top, and very narrow on the bottom, that's a patlis, that's not shav b'zara shalaron. Tanu learned like this, someone, there's a new type of psul of zaroi, that b'tzavor, let's say the crane's neck, oimed b'yem t'roishoy, meaning the neck is in the middle of the head, meaning that the same way the head sticks out in front, it sticks out in the back also. That's also called a paslus. Usually the head sticks out more in the front than it does in the back. But if it's like the neck is right smack in the middle, that's also a paslus. It's not shavu b'zara shalaron. Then we have the Mishnah that says, v'hamakovon, so that means the domi reishoi l'makovon. His head is like a makovon, Rashi says, l'kardom, like a hatchik. She'or poi ogul, that his back of his head is round. The kotz of rochel is very narrow, it's not wide. But the back of the head is like round, that's also enes shava b'zara shalaron. Now, the sheroishoi shokut, the Mishnah then says, shakuo, the Mishnah is called shokut, means that's melefonov. Melefonov, Rashi says, means sheroishoi, his head is meshupat, slanted, melefonov frontwards, bialachsen, and the yagnol, like it's slanted very crookedly, his head. So that's a paslus. I mean, that makes him in the shav b'zara shalaron. Then the Mishnah says, "Was the kifus?" That's miachura. Miachura, the same thing, where the head is slanted and shaped backwards the wrong way.
And Kriya Mishle, people say, Shoku Pisa, take this piece, Shoku Pisa, Tono, Shoku Pisa. Rashi says Shoku Pisa means, Shinira Kimi, Shinitu Menu, Chativ, looks like a piece is missing out of the head. Looks like something was taken away from there. Slanty, it's not the right way. Tony, we learned that Tzavoroi Shokut, another also psu would be if his neck is Shokut. So let's see what that means. Or else Vishomut. So now, what Shokut means? The Chavya Nechva means the neck, the head is right on the shoulders. There's Kamat no neck. Rashi says, Shiroit the Muto Ben Sefer, Vidoyma Kami Shiroi Shishomit. It's like his head is on his shoulders, means that the neck is not big at all. That's also not called Shavim Azar Shalarun. Or else, Shomut means the Orech Vishomit, means it's very long. Forget, he has a very long neck. The head is very tall up, high up, long neck. That's also in the Shavim Azar Shalarun. Then the Mishnah says, O Bali Chatoitris, it's a Machlekis. If Yudis says, it's a ksheira. Chum says possum. Tamar says this chatoza, these little growths, these little pimples, like this beetsim, if it has a bone, means it's very hard. Kula yamale pligi the possum. Then about this possum, that's not called shavas alshalaron. Keep pligi. Where the machlekes be the less beetsim, where it doesn't have a bone, it's not that hard. These pimples don't have a bone. So masa v'horeina shavas alshalaron. The chum says it's possum, but still he looks different than a regular kain. Well, Masover, if you don't know, Karkuya the Bisobiyamu, that this pimple is tam a little growth, it's nothing. Tamar Rashis Chaticha, it's like it's a piece of meat, that doesn't make him possible. That's the Machlokes of these pimples, soft pimples, would have possible the Kohen or not. Then the Mishnah says, a Kareach possible. He's bald, he's possible. Omar Rava, Loishonavela Shein Lo Lachurvi, he has no hair in the back. And Vyesh Lefona, he has in the front, that doesn't look nice. If he has here in the back of the head, even though he's bald in the front, that's kosher, that's okay, it's normal to lose the hair in the front. But that front in the front, have here in the front, not in the back, that doesn't look nice. The whole shrine, for sure, she yeshto lachurov, vienu lafonov. That if that's going to be kosher, if he has in the back and doesn't have in the front, that will be kosher. What's this kol shchein here mean? Versus the kol shchein sheishto lachurav yenu lefonov, the tvei have noi, b'sheishto lachurav lo lefonov, yoisa, b'sheishto yisov kol rosh of yensu kareich. So he said that the word omrov l'shonu l'shen loi, shen lo l'achrov. As l'shonu l'shen loi, shita shosar amakefes mez lois l'achurav. But that means, so where is the puzzle? He doesn't have in the back one row of here, but he has in the front. That's not nice. But he has in the front and the back, that's kosher. For sure, if he only has one row here in the back and not in the front, that looks nicer. If it looks nicer if you only have here in the back, whereas if you have here a little bit in the front, a little bit in the back, in the middle you're bald, that looks worse. So the last two cases, it's kosher. So under the first one, we only have here in the front, not in the back. And Viki some Vika some learn Vika the Master says on this on the some learn this on the Seifa. It says Vim Yeshloi, if you do have here, haraise the kosher. Then it's kosher. If you have this row of here going across from one ear to another ear, that's kosher. So what's kosher? What's the case? So here some of the gears like this. Omar Rova, Loishon, when do we learn that it's kosher? Eloshi Yeshto Lachurov. He has the row of here going across in the back. And Vienna in front of him, he doesn't have in front of him, then he's kosher. Avil Yeshloi, Bein liyachur, bein lefonov, pasul. According to his girsa, if he has one row here in the front and one row in the back, that's also pasul. And the choshkan for sure, sheyesh lefonov, he only has the here in the front. Bein liyachur, that's also pasul. So, kids, that's the difference between the two lishinus. According to the first lotion, if you have in front and back in the middle you're bald, it's still kosher. According to the second lotion, no, if you have a little bit in the front, a little bit in the back, that's a pasul. Udain loy klal, the possum. Yes, it's mashvad also. If you don't have any here at all, also it's possum. So that's the question. I'm Rabbi Yechanan. Right, yeah. That's what the design doing here. Koshkein shein leklal should be here. The koshkein bein loy klal, the possum. You have no here at all about its possum. Now, Omer of Yechanon HaKachonim, a coin that's bald, V'yananosim, a coin that's a midget, very small, V'yazal Gonim, means that his eyes always tears from water, from tears, is Psulim, these Kanim Apostle, V'fishen Neshel Bazar Shalaron. Zechuras of Yechanon's Chiddush, that there's a Psul, these Kanim, they're not called Shel Bazar Shalaron, if they do the Avodah, they're over in Yisrasei. So here's the question, what's your Chiddush of Yechanon? Karachana Tanina, it's a Mishnah Leda. Nenosim, a midget like Tanina Roslan Leda. Zalvagina Mitzvah, the Morah says, that's the Chiddush here. That is, when his eyes are tearing a lot, that's also a psul. Zalvagina Yitzvah Leda Leshmina. Why? Well, Mada Tema, I would have thought to say, Mada Tema, Mishu Marasayin. Let's see, what's the... One term is, Vanida Fezav Glolim. The other verse is also, in Rabbi Yochanan's Chiddush, that the psul is mishum einus shava bezara shalaron. Because otherwise, I would have thought to say mishum marasayin. I would have thought to say that even though the Mishnah says it later, but it's only a psul of marasayin. So the Chiddush Rabbi Yochanan is no, it's a psul diraisa that it's not shava bezara shalaron. So Mora says no, that can't be, you can't make that mistake. So kol heichadika mishum marasayin. It's Nail Ketoni, that the Mishnah later will see later when it says Marasayin, it says what the cases are. So since it doesn't say Kachanim over there, Mashma Kachanim, a bald one, is not Mishnah Marasayin. Because it says over there, Vishenosha Risavain of Possum of name Marasayin, it says there, if the eyebrows fall off, he's Possum Mishnah Marasayin. So we know clearly it's only that case and not the other cases. So Mora says, no, still would have made a mistake. Because now the Tema, I would have thought to say, Tani Chodo, it says one psul of Marasayin. Vuadin Lekuloi, a lot of other cases also apply. Vai Vokol Hechodika Mehedor Misni, Kohodo Vatoni. I, wherever it could, says it, it says it. Vishenit Lushin of Possum Mishra Marasayin. The verse says, no, it says clearly. Like whenever it says the psul of Marasayin, the Mishnah explains it. So what's the argument to say that maybe these Kachanim is also Mishra Marasayin? So Mora says, true, that's not the Havamina. Avada, we know it's not Mishum Marasayin. Ella means like this. Liyafuka comes to exclude Lihod the Tani, this that we learned. The Tani we learned. Hakachanim, a bald head, but a nosim, a midget, Viazal Gugonim, where the eyes are tearing always. Ksherim. There's one man that says, a coin like this is still kosher to the Avada. Loyamu Postel, Ella Mishum Marasayin, clearly. Then even these cases, only Mishum Marasayin, it's only Midrabonim. Not midiraisa. So more.